You can see Olympic hopefuls in St. Louis next year at the 2026 Prevagen U.S. Figure Skating Championships. And Tom Ackerman sat down with Matt Farrell, U.S. Figure Skating CEO.
Well, I tell people in the Sports Commission of how widely regarded and highly regarded the Sports Commission is here in St. Louis. Nationally, it's known. It's always on that short list of best sports commissions. And just the way this community is embraced, not just, you know, baseball and other sports, but Olympic sports, NCAA sports, golf. Yeah, as you know, the figure skating national championships were here in 2006. And so this is just an absolute hub for us and the sport, and we couldn't be more excited to be back.
It is a very prestigious event. The champions are crowned in women's, men's, pairs, ice dance events across the championship and junior levels, plus novice pairs and ice dance. This is the qualification event for the Winter Olympics. I mean, it doesn't get much bigger than this.
This is the crown jewel of events for figure skating. The Winter Olympics in Milan, Cortina, come up in February. So everybody's going to step on the ice here in St. Louis, and all roads have to go through St. Louis to get to Milan. And it's just going to be absolute packed. And if you look at the history of the sport of figure skating, like some of the most common household names you've ever heard in Olympic, you know, history of Peggy Fleming and Dorothy Hamill, Brian Boitano, Christy Yamaguchi, Michelle Kwan, that's the level of what you're going to see here of who are going to be those really next icons of the sport.
Why do you think it is so popular, particularly on TV? It always draws well, just as gymnastics does during the summer.
I think there's something to it where, the blend of athleticism and artistry, and this may seem like a small thing, but in other sports, you don't see the faces as much. You know, even comparison to a football or some other sports where you just really feel like you know the person and it feels intimate. And whether you go to the event and just see how phenomenal the skills are, but these people and these skaters are so good at what they do artistically, athletically, that you just can immediately relate to them.
And I should add USA Swimming, because you were the CMO there for 13 years. Another, just as you said, popular sport. We get to know the people. We see them. We sort of get attached to them and rally for them.
Yeah, it's the Olympics is just like something you've never seen. And, you know, the television aspect in Paris in 2024 was just this revitalization of the Olympic movement. And the storytelling and the people and the personalities are so relatable that it's easy to kind of fall in love, whether it's a swimmer or a bobsled athlete or a speed skater or figure skater. And I think that's what still that magic and that uniqueness of the Olympics is still there and makes it so special.
This is Matt Farrell, the CEO of U.S. Figure Skating. When I was doing some background research, just trying to prep for this interview, I discovered your podcast. And I saw
you.
Yeah. Interviewing.
Oh, you're on a short list.
but that, it made me interested. I started to watch some of these because I found it interesting. You were really tapping into different sports, trying to understand. It probably is very helpful in running U.S. figure skating, because the big thing is you never want to rest, right? You always want to be better, and you want to learn what people think of your product. And that's probably an important part of what you do.
100%. You know, a lot of my career in that podcast in particular was started because I just think I've been asked for years, decades, of what it's like to work in the sports business. How do I work in sports? And I love the NFL. I love the NBA. I love MLB. But there's so many other career opportunities out there to work in sports that are wider than that. And so just like you do on a daily basis, you feel like, okay, where are these really interesting people, interesting jobs, and try to tell those stories. And I think that's the same with figure skating, where how do you make these athletes very relatable and tell those backstories where you start to root for them and in maybe some cases root against, but you just create emotion.
And there has been a lot of emotion in the figure skating world, hasn't there, within the last year?
It's rough. You know, when this event happens in St. Louis, it's going to be coming up of, you know, the anniversary of a horrific plane crash that impacted so many people in the figure skating community. You know, they were leaving from this event in Wichita in January of last year. And I came in after that into this role, but you realized how devastating and soul crushing, and the topic still comes up every day of what are we doing for those families? What are we doing for the athletes who want to keep going? And so it will have a little bit of a somber tone to some aspects of the event because it was just so impactful and meaningful to the figure skating community, and it's still hurting and grieving.
I'm certain, and we're so sorry about that. And at the same time, I know this will also be a celebration of sport. You know, people come out to see things that are amazing, or things that people do, things that are unique. You know, thinking of Simone Biles being in town not long ago for the gymnastics championships. That's why this is such a big draw, and why it's your only chance if you're in St. Louis to come around. It doesn't come around that often.
Correct. And so, you know, I would tell people, like, here's what you're going to see. Recent world championships, the U.S. won 3 out of 4 gold medals. Alyssa Liu is just this really dynamic personality, and I've just described her. She won the world championship in Boston in March. Is just like the grace and beauty of a figure skater mixed with the mind of a snowboarder, and that's not common in figure skating. And she's just so captivating that I think really once the Olympic lead up begins, people are just going to really be drawn and fall in love and cheer for her. And then on the men's side, Ilya Malinin is just this really physical specimen from a jump standpoint, and doing quad jumps, and will just jump out of the ice rink, also coming off of world championships.
That's Tom Ackerman and U.S. Figure Skating CEO Matt Farrell. The U.S. Figure Skating Championships, January 5th through 11th at Enterprise Center and Centene Community Ice Center.